Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpets sound. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 25 January 2022. And welcome to the next broadcast wherever you are around the world. And I do mean that. I know we have people emails from Australia and France and Scotland, all around the world. I can't believe that you actually listen to this broadcast. But welcome to the program. And it's an honor to have you wherever you are. And I sincerely mean it with all my heart. We're going to bring up a very special guest in a few minutes. We're going to discuss something tonight that most of us never think about. I never really confronted it, but it's a big, big problem in around the world, especially in the United States. We're going to talk about sex trafficking and child trafficking. Now, we're going to discuss it in a few minutes with Vanessa Morris. Before I do that, though, I'll make mention again, we're still offering the packet, and we'll be, folks, quite a while. The packet is going to be one thing that you want to have and offer now. The information, the truth behind the COVID so-called pandemic, the truth behind the vaccinations, and the fact that a gentleman back in 1917 said they're going to develop a vaccine that would take the name of God out of DNA. And folks, that's before DNA even knew what it was. And he said it, and they're doing it. But that's another program altogether. But you can you'll get the whole packet, 80-some pages of information, and how the WEF, the World Economic Forum, wants to mold the world standards off the Georgia Guidestones, and where the world population down to 500 million people out of 8 billion. So this is all documented. It's all approved. There's nothing that we cannot prove. But you get 80-some pages of that, plus a DVD, a teaching I did on defiling the temple, what happens when the vaccine is put into your body. Very, very important info. And all I ask you to do with it is pass it on to your friends and family. Ask the donation of $25-$30 you can afford to pay for the shipping and making all this. But if you cannot afford it, we will send it to you for free, because that's how important it is. We're not trying to make money on this ministry. We're just trying to keep the lights on and pay the stations that broadcast it. So you want it, you call us. Let us know at 800-777-4403 or 304-846-4448. And prayer request tonight for our brother Mick out of New Mexico. Mick calls in pretty often, folks. He's had some problems. He lives in an RV, believe it or not. His home caught on fire some years ago. He lived in an RV. The Coach Dave round up for him. He's had electrical problems with the RV and it's cold. And he has no money. So keep making your prayer, please. He's asking for sincere prayers of the warriors. I know you'll keep him in prayer, but please do that. It's so important we help each other when we can. But do keep that in mind, because I know the gentleman is trying to do the best he can to keep the lights on. And some good news. By next week, we'll have some more REM sleep coming in. I found some more REM sleep. For those of y'all that love the product like I do, it's excellent news. I don't know how long we can keep this going. I got a few bottles coming in. They won't last long, folks. But I'll get the price put together when I get it. that's how much going to be for the REM sleep. We found some more. Now, it will be outdated probably, but the product never gets old. So it's a product you can keep on the shelf for years. But we'll have to announce it next week or maybe tomorrow night even. Not real sure. I'm going to get it in and tell you what the price is going to be. So I want to share that good news with you. Now, our guest tonight, as it says, Vanessa Morris. I'm going to read to you something about Vanessa Morris. She's executive assistant to the CEO and communication director, is a graduate of the University of South Florida. She has worked in the anti-trafficking field for over a decade. And when the Foundation United was launched in 2018, she was excited to be a part of building this global life-saving movement. As a daughter of a sex trafficking survivor, she's dedicated to eradicating this issue worldwide. She has passion about using creative outlets to educate and empower the masses, especially youth and the faith community, to take action, recognize the red flags, and give a voice to those who are not free to speak up for themselves yet. Now, folks, Vanessa Morris, I've spoke to her on the phone the other day for quite a little while. I'm very impressed with her attitude, her Christian demeanor, her sincerity. When you get involved in something like this, trying to save children's lives from sex trafficking, who knows, God knows what else, that's got to be a calling that's beyond what most people would ever experience. Vanessa, are you there?
I am. Hi, Pastor.
It is good to have you, honey. Now, I want you to make yourself at home tonight. Enjoy yourself. Share what's in your heart, because I know this is an issue that, I mean, I didn't know anything about it for years. I really didn't. The first time I heard it was a Franklin cover-up. The Franklin cover-up, you remember that, I'm sure, back in the 70s and 80s. This has been going on for a long time. But this is not a new problem, is it?
No, absolutely not. I mean, this has gone back as old as time. And what we're seeing is that not only is sex trafficking this worldwide issue, it also happening right here in our own backyard, but it's the root of childhood sexual abuse that we have to expose so that we can eradicate it altogether.
Well, now, you've been working with this, you say, for about a decade now, is that right?
Yeah, over a decade now that we've been building programs that are working now globally to bring solutions to this issue.
Were you shocked when you first found out that what the problem was and how big it was?
Yeah, you know, my backstory is pretty unique in how I discovered that this issue was, you know, like we said, really close to home for me. I'm the daughter of a survivor of sex trafficking, and it had roots in my family, but I never knew what I was looking at. So I would say even up until the last few years, very recently, nobody talked about this. And it's just gaining this, you know, sort of wave of awareness around what this issue is, and people are starting to talk about it a little more. It's having, you know, headlines in the news, the Ghislaine Maxwell trial, Jeffrey Epstein, different things that have happened that have made headlines, but this is certainly not a new issue. So for me, I heard the term sex trafficking in a movie that absolutely is very Hollywood-esque depiction of this issue called Taken. And I remember thinking, there's no way that really goes on in the world. Like sex trafficking, how would that be going on? And I haven't heard about it. And so I did a little digging and started learning about it and realized, wow, not only is it going on all over the world, but I have lived as a witness to it growing up my whole life. So when I discovered what this was, I knew I had to take action. And eventually that led me to Elizabeth, who was on your show just recently, who just loves being a part of it, by the way, and says hi. But led me to Elizabeth, and for over a decade worked to fight sex trafficking, now through really creating systemic change, collaborating with other leaders all around the world to bring solutions to this issue.
Well, let me ask you this, Paul. We'll just start right at home in your front room. Your mother was a slave, I guess you could say, to sex trafficking. That is true,
yeah.
Right?
Yes.
And when did she come to grips with it? When did she finally know she could talk about it and share it?
Well, you know, here's the thing about sex trafficking that is not unique to her story, but really to every survivor that we've encountered, and we've worked with a multitude of survivors, you know, hundreds and thousands of survivors, they don't self-identify. So, you know, saying, oh, I'm being victimized by sex trafficking isn't something that they're typically going to identify with. It wasn't even until my mom was in her late 40s that she even admitted and disclosed to someone that she was sexually abused as a child, and that it took her down this path, really very textbook to the other victims that we have seen, that it took her down this path that she never, ever would have said yes to. So the sexual abuse that happened as a child later on led her into the arms of traffickers.
Well, how did, when she experienced it as a child, did it come from a relative or a neighbor or what?
Yeah, and that's, you know, that is what we often see. We know that 91% of childhood sexual abuse survivors report knowing their abusers. And it was no different for her. It's typically happening at the hands of someone that they should be able to trust. So from the ages of, you know, say 3, 4, 5 years old, this message, this lie from the pit of hell, right, that's coming through an abuser, a predator, that's telling them, you should be ashamed of yourself. Look what you made me do. Don't tell anyone or else. You know, this is all your fault. And really threatening them, controlling them, manipulating them. That was a grooming process for her from a very young age. And that is so common to what we see in survivors, no matter what city or state or country they're in, is this root.
Well, what brought her to grips with it, and how did she handle it when she found out? What was what brought her to finally turn loose of it and let people know what happened?
Yeah, so unfortunately there wasn't an organization like the Foundation United that we have now, where we partner with the best of the best of solutions, you know, where we have prevention in the school systems, we have training for the front lines of the criminal justice system, healthcare workers, and in hospital systems. There wasn't the safe housing that was available for her. Really went on for most of her life, caught up in this cycle. And she eventually, at the very end of her life, got free. But there was so much trauma and so much that she had endured that really she never really fully, I think, got the freedom that she was created to live in. But it was miraculous that at the end of her life she was able to turn her heart to the Lord, and she got saved at the end of her life. But because of the trauma she had endured for all of those decades, she did pass away. But it's that path that we saw in her, that we see in so many. Typically what we're seeing is a child who's sexually abused, and then when they are in their early teen years, typically 12 to 14 years old, it's like something snaps, right? They can't keep the secret of abuse anymore. They're enduring so much at home, and they think anything out there has to be better than what comes into my bedroom at night. And so for many kids, they will try to run away from the abuse, or maybe they will befriend someone who's recruiting them into the life or posing as a boyfriend figure. And it's a slow fade, but isn't that how the enemy works, right? It's this slow fade into the darkness. And by the time she was fully involved in this, and by the time most victims are fully involved in this, they don't know how to get out. There wasn't a Foundation United for her. And I know that if there would have been, she would have been able to get the help she so desperately needed.
Wow. I'm so sorry she went through that. I'm so thankful that she found the Lord. Lord found her, actually, and brought her out of that and cleared her mind and soul. That is such a blessing. Thank God for the grace he shows us.
Yeah.
But now, so what got you involved? Was your mom got you involved? What got you involved in this?
No. So part of my story, I'm the only God can take the daughter of a prostitute and make them a pastor's kid, right? So part of my testimony is when I was 14 years old. Crazy, right? So when I was 14 years old, I had an opportunity to come live with an aunt and uncle of mine who were in full-time ministry, who were pastors. And I thank God for that, because if that wouldn't have happened, I was being groomed to follow right in her footsteps. So after I moved in with them, I got saved. And so the trajectory of my life really changed. And that's sort of how you know, I should have gone down this path, and then thank God I went down another path. But when I saw, when I started being exposed, you know, through seeing this movie Taken, that isn't even truly an accurate picture of sex trafficking, but I saw it, I started being exposed to this, and I just got so lit up about it. I just couldn't sleep at night knowing that this was going on in the world, and that we weren't, like, I felt like we weren't taking enough action. Like, how dare us allow daughters to be bought and sold, like, you know, like, just like objects. And to be abused and living in these secrets and this sin just, like, controlling them, I couldn't sleep at night because of it. And I just kept praying, God, like, if this is keeping me up at night, I know it's on your heart. And so I remember thinking, oh, my gosh, no one's doing anything here in the States that's actually working. Like, I'm going to have to move overseas or something. And thank God. Actually, Elizabeth, who's our founder and our CEO, Elizabeth Fisher Good, she was on a news interview talking about the solutions that they were bringing in this anti-sex trafficking movement. And I reached out to her, and that was over 10 years ago, and that we've been doing this work now together. I just, you know, it was the thing that kept me up at night, and I knew I had to take action. And thank God that at the same time, he was laying this on the hearts of so many other people, and were able to come together to actually make a difference and save so many lives.
Well, now, are you actually on the front lines, Vanessa? Are you out there where the girls are picked up and brought in? Are you able to see where they come from before they found more help?
Yeah, so we've worked with survivors of this for over 10 years now. So we've definitely seen, you know, what the modern day brothel looks like, you know, what the living situations are that these girls have been forced to endure. And, you know, it's nothing short of horrific. And they are so brave. And the fact that they have been able to survive what they have survived is nothing short of miraculous. And, you know, when you see a young life who is, you know, coming into a program and able to finally get out of that situation and watch the transformation, it's the most beautiful thing in the world, because getting out of sex trafficking, that wasn't the end of their story. It was just, you know, where it was getting started. Like, God is so not done with them yet, and he has such a great calling on their life. And we know that's why the enemy has worked so hard to try to destroy them, right? Because there's so much power in their testimony and so much power in their purpose. And those are things that we want to share with the world. Like, these are not just the throwaway people. These are not just the quote-unquote prostitute, right? This is
right.
Somebody's son, somebody's daughter, somebody's sister, and you might see a 20-something-year-old on the street or in, you know, a club or online or something like that. But really, the backstory is that she was just a broken little girl who was afraid of who was coming in her room at night. And that's what we want people to understand, that this root, if we can get ahead of this, that's how we can end this all together.
Well, now, are you saying that most of the girls are, we'll say, prostitutes, start out with being victims of sexual assault?
That's 100% what I'm saying. That
wow.
Out of the thousands of survivors we have served, 100% of them nearly were survivors of childhood sexual abuse. And we know that statistics, and this is only what's reported, right? So statistics say that 92% of sex trafficking survivors were sexually abused as children.
Wow.
So, yes, there is 100% an undeniable connection. So if we can teach our kids to speak up, if we can get ahead of this, and we can, you know, change systems to be able to see these red flags ahead of time, then we can.
Uh-oh, did we lose her?
I'm here.
Okay, if you fade out there for a second, you said that you can get ahead of them. You said you get ahead of them if what? Again, I didn't hear the rest of it.
Yeah, I said sure. So I said if we can be able to, you know, reach children and educate them on how to speak up, if we can equip our school systems to recognize the red flags and teach parents how to talk to their kids about these issues and the caregivers and adults in their life how to know what the tactics are of predators and really equip and empower them, then we can get ahead of this and we can prevent sex trafficking before it happens.
Well, how big a issue is this? Well, let's say just in America, how big an issue is it?
Well, child sex trafficking has been reported in every single state in America. Every single state. Nowhere is exempt.
You know, and I'm having a hard time grasping how anybody... Go ahead.
I know. It's such a big issue. It is hard to grasp. You know, it is only second to drug trafficking. It has surpassed gun trafficking. It's big money business. I mean, it's a $99 billion industry. So it's definitely
billion.
Hard to wrap
wow.
your mind around it. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. And we got, boy, this is... I guess me question I want to ask you. We're going to run out of time before the show. We got another half hour, but it goes by so quickly. So, are there certain hubs in the country, in this country, that certain cities where this is really a huge problem, are there certain places where they try to run them through like they like to do drugs?
Yeah, there are certainly different routes because they're looking at this like merchandise, right? Traffickers are looking at these young lives as objects. Why sell a drug one time when you can sell a young woman or a child or a young man, when you can sell that person 15 to 40 times every 24 hours? So what they're doing is they have different routes all along the country that are these corridors, right? Like one famous corridor is from Chicago to Wisconsin, famous corridor for sex trafficking and for the transit of those victims. The top three states in the nation are Florida, Texas, and California. So those three will fluctuate within the top three. But like I said, it doesn't matter where you are. You can be in the most rural, small town in America, and I can guarantee you, you're not exempt because it's one out of three girls and one out of five boys who are sexually abused as children. And when we have that, anywhere we have that, we have an exploitation and trafficking issue.
So a third of young girls are trafficked. A third of them are trafficked then.
Girls are sexually abused as children. And one out of five boys are sexually abused as children. So if that's the root, then we have to really address that issue.
So, golly, what you're saying is that a young child is raped up to 20 times a night for money.
15 to 40 times every 24 hours.
So they're raped up many times for somebody's profits. And, of course, this has to not only ruin their mind, it has to eventually destroy their body. When you found some of these young ladies, these young children, what kind of shape are they in?
Well, they've been in survival mode. I mean, the trauma is so just intrinsically just wired throughout their brain. They are in survival trauma mode. But the greatest thing is that there is hope. This is a dark issue, but we have seen the other side, that there is transformation. And these young lives are absolutely incredible. And when they can receive the trauma therapy and the wraparound services and the counseling and the mentorship and all of the different aspects that they need to get healing, it literally can rewire the neural pathways in their brain, and they can get the freedom from that trauma that they deserve to walk in. And obviously, we know that Jesus Christ is the answer to it all, right?
Amen.
And so to
Amen.
To watch young women who, you know, have not been able to, or have been abused in the name of faith, not been able to trust the man of Jesus, right? Not been able to in their mind grasp that God would love them, that he's not ashamed of them, to watch the Holy Spirit and God be big enough to reveal himself to them is one of the most powerful things I think I've ever witnessed.
Well, have you been shocked over the years to find people involved in this that you never thought would be?
Well, yes, of course. I mean, you have to think nearly every sex trafficking ring that comes up, it's like another pastor that's involved, or another youth leader, or a teacher, or a coach.
Now, I want you to repeat that again. Repeat that again. Now, you said every other what? Now, say that again. That's important. Say that again.
Yeah. So many of the sex trafficking things that that come, you know, in the headlines, we're seeing that a pastor has been picked up in that sting, or a youth leader, or a coach, or a teacher. And these are the very people that we were supposed to be able to trust most, and certainly that our kids were supposed to be able to trust most. But we have seen, you know, like you said, these names that you weren't expecting to see who are caught up in the scandal.
Wow, that is so sad, so sad. And tell us, if you would, I know you said a lot of them are involved in, they're abused as children. So how did it go from being abused by a family member or friend into sex trafficking? What brings that about?
Yeah, what is that journey? And
yes.
It's actually very, very textbook and something that we see as a common thread throughout so many of the survivors that we have worked with. It's typically being sexually abused as a child, can be as young as 3, 4, 5 years old. And then between the ages of usually 12 to 14, it's like something snaps and they just have to try to escape that abuse. For many of the survivors that we have served, they try to run away from it. And within 48 hours, one third of runaways are approached by a predator. Now, of course, they're not walking up to them and saying, you know, hey, little girl or little boy, I'm out here, you know, and I'm going to traffic you and abuse you and exploit you for the next 7 years. No, no, no. It's so much more coercive than that. It's so much more manipulative and secretive than that. It's, hey, you look like you're hungry. Can I get you a bite to eat? You're too pretty to be out here. Let me give you a ride. You know what? You can stay with me. I'll keep you safe. You know what? I want to build a life with you. You're amazing. I've been through that too. Nobody told you how good you are. Let me take care of you. I love you. It's like I said, this slow fade, and it's like the golden ticket in building this
relationship. Okay. Hang on to the brakes, sweetheart. Hang on through the break. We got to the break, folks. Back the break with your phone calls, too. This is absolutely overwhelming. 844-769-2944. After the break, we're going to ask her, how can we recognize the signs of this? How can we tell who they are? Don't go away.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
5 years ago, I had such chronic back pain that at one point I bought 3 mattresses within an 18-month period, hoping to relieve my lower back pain. I was only 40, and I hiked daily along with eating a fairly healthy diet. I was not overweight and didn't really have a reason for my back pain. As soon as I started using 3 sprays of Synergy One each morning, the pain immediately went away, and I've never had it again. I also use Synergy One before bed for a better night's sleep. Whenever my mom has back pain, I remind her to use Synergy One. Sure enough, she's all better after using it. I've probably given over 10 bottles away to friends with back pain. I take it when I travel and never miss a day.
Raising growth hormone levels to a more youthful level consistently results in deeper sleep, better energy and mood, fat loss, and the elimination of pain through the repair of injuries. Synergy One is guaranteed to improve the health of your body or your money back. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit synergisticuniverse.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here to tell you about our newest sponsor, a store food company that truly surpasses all the others for quality and flavor. Numana Storable Foods, the only storable food manufacturer that has all their foods grown in the USA. They are GMO-free, had no artificial sweeteners, no high fructose corn syrup, no MSGs, no chemical preservatives, and no soy. They are simply the best storable foods available for all the right reasons. Go to Namana.com or call 888-597-0775 and mention code Pastor Butch and get 10% off your merchandise. Again, Numana.com or call 888-597-0775. Mention code Pastor Butch for a 10% discount.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. With organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. Brothers, hear me what I'm saying. Pick up your sword and shield. Get on the battlefield. Satan's armies come to kill.
Sex trafficking, child trafficking. That is far worse than any of us can imagine. I mean, there's no doubt about it. Our minds can't even go there. What the children endure and go through, I mean, it's just, we cannot comprehend it. It's impossible. We can't do it. But Vanessa is telling us now some things that's going on and what's happening behind the scenes. Vanessa, my next question is going to be this. How will we know if someone that we, maybe you live around, is maybe being abused or crying out for help, but they, without saying anything? How do we know these things?
Yeah, so what are some of the top indicators of sex trafficking and exploitation? Well, some of the indicators that we often teach people about to look out for are, of course, like we said, a history of, and this is especially good with for those who work with children, if they know there is a history of or signs of emotional or sexual abuse or physical abuse, if there is a history of sexually transmitted diseases, unexplainable appearance of expensive gifts, right? So you have this kid, this or a teenager who, you know, doesn't have much, and all of a sudden they have, you know, a Gucci handbag and the newest iPhone or other costly items. The presence of an older girlfriend or boyfriend is often something that we see. Someone who is isolating them from their friends or from their family. All of a sudden, this person is isolating them from their world, really, and controlling them. A minor who's in the company of a very controlling third party is also something that we often see. Someone who won't let the child speak for themselves. Someone who is very controlling in their physical manner, keeping that child very close to them. And, you know, we have the Holy Spirit. We have intuition. And we know if something is off. And typically what I say is if you feel like something is off, that there's a reason you feel that way. If you see things like bruising or injuries or even tattoos, at a very young age. They can also be things that are used by traffickers, running away, truancy, homeless youth. All of those things are different signs that we see. And finally, someone who has a very well-rehearsed or even a very inconsistent story, because typically that's someone who's trying to cover up for something else that's going on.
So, you know, this, who would you talk to about this? How would that somebody know that something looks suspicious? I mean, you don't want to get an innocent individual in trouble, and a lot of times with CPS, if someone accuses you, you're guilty already without any proof. So how do you handle that?
So one of the greatest things that we can, you know, with people is that, like I said, if you feel something or if you see something, say something. And if you are suspecting that sex trafficking and exploitation is taking place, the best thing you can do is to call the national hotline. So the phone number for the national hotline is 888-373-7888. 888-373-7888. And you can anonymously report there. They will connect with the local authorities and the local resources to aid that minor or that adult with the help that they need and be able to properly identify the case and the red flag.
888-373-7888. So,
yes.
Okay. I mean, to me, this is kind of touchy too, because I know people have been accused of things that were totally innocent of it and really went through hell keeping their children at home. You know, so this is something that does bother me. If reported and were mistaken, that bothered me quite a bit. But I think you should err on the safe side, perhaps, on something like this. No doubt about it. So what do you do? What does your organization do? How do you find these children? How do you get them back? How do you work with this?
So our organization is so wonderful and so unique because we are able to exponentially move the needle in the fight to end sex trafficking by creating systemic change. So how we're doing that? We are accomplishing this through, number one, exposing the root of childhood sexual abuse, and through three pillars. So we have three pillars and three programs. One is prevention, and prevention is so vital because what that entails is our train the trainer, speak up prevention education curriculum, where we are able to go in and equip entire school systems so that all of the staff and all of the students know the signs, know how to stay safe, know how to speak up. And so our prevention pillar has our Train the Trainer program. And we actually have recently partnered with an organization called Operation Underground Railroad, which is super exciting because now we're able to take our prevention curriculum not only to every single state in the nation, but also throughout the world. So launching in countries globally, which is just so exciting. So that's on the school side, our prevention, but we also know that parents at home need to be equipped. Teens at home need to have that resource at home. And so we also have something called the Cool Aunt Series, right? Like every kid needs to be able to talk to their cool aunt. It's so amazing. It's able to be purchased and downloaded on our website, thefoundationunited.org. And it's called the Cool Aunt Series. And it walks teens and families through what the risk factors are, how to get help if needed, talks about this issue in a really fun, easy way. So that's our prevention pillar. Then we have protection. And protection is amazing because what it's doing is equipping the front lines. And if we can't equip our criminal justice system to be able to recognize survivors as just that, victims and survivors of this crime, then they're just going to be treating them as a criminal. So we're training them in this paradigm shift to all of a sudden be, you know, able to identify victims of this crime and aid them, but also be able to build cases successfully against the traffickers and the buyers. So that's on the protection side with criminal justice, but also with training entire healthcare systems. So we partner with Global Strategic Operative, who is training entire healthcare systems from the top down and has already trained over 500,000 healthcare professionals. And we're doing that because we know that 88% of victims seek medical care while they're being trafficked, but often they're just turned right back around and given to their trafficker because the clinicians don't know what they're looking at. So we are changing that so that our healthcare systems are transformed and able to identify and aid these survivors. And finally, we have our provision pillar. So this is where we are partnering with the best of the best in aftercare. And so here in the United States, we're partnering with Global Strategic Operatives, who has launched safe housing. This is kind of cool. They've launched safe housing in former Catholic rectories and convents. So those places have now become this safe haven for survivors of sex trafficking, which is just so cool. And then internationally partnering with Uncaged, which is an organization based in Romania and Moldova. And the reason for that is, and I've been in this field over a decade. I didn't even know this, but in Europe, Romania is the like epicenter for sex trafficking victims all across Europe. 78% of them originated in Romania. So we're able to partner with them to save lives internationally. So prevention, protection, and provision are our three pillars that we work in to fight this crime.
And how many young children from this country ends up in another country or vice versa?
You know, so many times there is this idea that they're being trafficked over borders, or you know, that it's only happening that way, which it certainly does happen that way, but it's a much lower percentage because it's so much easier to get a kid in your own neighborhood, right? To get a kid who's just down the street, or a kid that you've gained their trust or that you have access to, than to go through the whole process of bringing someone, smuggling them over borders and, you know, doing all of that. It is so much easier to gain the trust of a local child that you already have access to. So that's what we see many times domestically. It's the kid next door.
Wow. That is amazing. Let's take a phone call very quickly here, and then we'll go back to more questions. Let's go to Mick in New Mexico. Mick, come on in. What's on your mind tonight, sir?
Oh, not much. Here's something. Are you familiar with the name of Johnny Gosch?
I didn't catch it. Are you familiar with what again?
Johnny Gosch.
Yeah, I know you're talking about. Yeah, I know of him. Yeah.
Yeah. How about Kathy O'Brien?
Oh yes, I met Kathy in person. Yes, I know her too. Yes.
Okay. Now then, who are the main players? Okay, the Bushes and Clintons, CIA, FBI, the Mossad. And major centers in the world are Tel Aviv and Sri Lanka.
Well, I don't doubt that to be true. We know that a lot of these figureheads, talking about the Clintons and all the rest of them, have been involved in this type of stuff for years and years. And that's a good question. Hang on a second, Mick. And Vanessa,
okay.
How high up have you seen this go? We'll say with celebrities or politicians.
Well, I mean, we have the case that was just broke with Jeffrey Epstein, and then Ghislaine Maxwell that had really one of the greatest trials and breakthroughs in the sex trafficking, anti-sex trafficking movement, to see her conviction. And through that, we know that many people who were brought to light in these sex trafficking rings as predators, as those who would buy and exploit these innocent children and young women, they were people of power. I mean, even in the case of Prince Andrew, who just had his title as because of the scandal that he's involved in there. So it doesn't matter if they're high up in political power or if they're in a position of power over a child because they are an adult and an authority figure in their life. Predators are typically people who are abusing the power that is given to them.
Absolutely, that makes sense. Okay. Anything else, Mick?
Okay, now there are some other players. You mentioned CPS. Now, I wouldn't let nobody be taken by those people. I don't care who they are, because mostly, you know, CPS are queers, lesbians, and whatnot in there. You understand what I'm saying?
Okay, I know that, I know CPS is very corrupt in a lot of areas. I know that to be a fact. And Mick, I'm going to jump you another call, but thanks for calling. You have any comments on that, Vanessa? I know CPS personally, I know from case I know personally, these people have really been wrapped up in some pretty nasty things themselves. Are you giving comments on that?
What I have comments on is from our experience that those who we have worked with, no matter what area they're in, you know, we have worked with many organizations, and our main goal is to work with those who are helping children and able to collaborate to scale these efforts to end sex trafficking.
Okay. All right. All right. So from your personal experience then, you found CPS overall to be a good organization?
We have not worked with CPS. I can't speak to that.
Okay, I'm sorry. Okay, so you haven't worked with CPS. Okay, gotcha. Well, I don't know how that would work with that anyway. So you are working with an organization, of course, it's worldwide, obviously. Can you give an idea how many girls or boys you've helped over the years and brought, we'll say, back home safely?
So we have worked with thousands of survivors of sex trafficking. And what we know is that there are still so many out there. And with children, there are so many different factors that go into that. But we've had the privilege now of working with thousands of survivors, and our goal is not to stop until every single one of them is free.
Amen. Well, that sure is a big undertaking. I tell you that. That's a huge undertaking. That's a lofty goal. I mean, and how prevalent is this today? I mean, are they being slowed down at all, or are they still running the same numbers? How much ground have you gained so far?
Well, what we know is that we have definitely gained ground because we're watching systems change. You know, just in one school site that it launched our prevention train the trainer program, the Speak Up curriculum that I was speaking about earlier, just in their very first training, they had 5 students who came forward. So we know that it's working. We're watching it work. And that just to see, you know, those stories come forward of just these kids, whether they're 4th grade, 5th grade, hearing, wow, I can speak up about this. And I can actually have someone who will come help me out of this situation and get to safety. Those are stories that we have watched unfold for over a decade, whether we're speaking, you know, in training a school system, or we're watching the paradigm shift of law enforcement and watching them all of a sudden understand, wow, I was looking at this wrong the whole time. These women are actually the victims. Or we're watching those in healthcare be able to finally identify those who are walking into their emergency room. We're watching that transformation and that shift, and we're already seeing the results from it.
So there are times that the law enforcement think these children are actually the problem when they're not.
Yes, there have absolutely been where they have been so misidentified. That's why it's so important that we train them to be able to see with new eyes. One officer said, it's like I came in with one eye and I left with two. Like, I just didn't know what I was looking at, and now I do.
And folks, the line's open. If you have any questions, good time to call. 844-769-2944. This should interest all of us. Everybody listen to my voice around the world, this should interest all of us, because I'm certain that we've all met somebody, maybe didn't know it, who have been abused as a child. I know I personally, as a pastor, I met several of them over the years who've been abused as children. And some went into drugs and prostitution. They did. And by the grace of God, they come out of it. But you need to learn to recognize some of these things that what it may be going on in your neighborhood, maybe somebody in your own family. Need to recognize it. But do these children often ask for help, Vanessa, or are they just afraid to ask anything?
Well, of course, we see that fear is something that predators use to control them and to manipulate them. But what our curriculum is able to do is, whether they are in kindergarten or they're a senior in high school, it's called Speak Up for a Reason. Mm-hmm. So it teaches them that they can speak up. What is a safe adult? Who are my safe adults that I can trust? You know, what is safe touch? What is a safe screen? What are the red flags I should look out for in relationships? And so we are teaching them how to speak up for themselves. And right now there's actually legislation that's underway that would mandate our sex trafficking prevention education in all schools across America.
Okay. And what are the percentage of those, the ones that you find that won't come out of, what are the percentage of them being successful to change their lives?
So, I'm sorry, are you asking about kids that...
The ones you helped get out of it. What have been the percentage of those that are able to go back into society and really change their lives and do what's right?
Yes, so what we see is that a majority of these survivors, that 90% of them or more are not returning to the life because they are able to have the trauma cleared and they're able to have a steady, healthy community around them who is continually helping them to heal and gain the next steps they need to step into the life that they were created to live.
And working as Christ is a foundation, which we all have to do. We have no foundation at all. I'm sure that you've seen lives transform when finally a young child, young boy or girl, maybe come to realize that Christ loves him. Christ died for them, and they were not guilty of that. They were not guilty of what they'd done. They were pawns used in a terrible game. So Christ forgave them and cleansed them and brought them forth. You know, I've had the privilege over the years of leading a few homosexuals to Christ, and I watched their lives change. I've interviewed some on the radio broadcast here who come out of the lifestyles that Christ thoroughly changed their lives. And that's the power, my friends, of Jesus Christ and his saving grace and his shed blood on Calvary. That's what you can do for everyone out there listening tonight. If you were caught up in this, if right now if we're talking to you and you're caught up in this and you've been abused, it's not your fault. It's not your fault. Find somebody you can trust. Call the toll-free number at 888-373-7888. 888-373-7888 and say, I need help. I promise you, no matter who you are, Christ is able to forgive you and heal you if you'll let him. I've never been through this. By the grace of God, never was put through this kind of treatment in my life. But I know people out there are. And you punish yourself for something that you didn't do. Christ will set you free from this and this curse if you'll trust him. But you ask for help. Call 888-373-7888 and ask for help. Please, don't let Satan drag you further into this pit. Ask for help. People like Vanessa will be there to help you get out of this, to get you back on solid footing in your life, and give you a life a wholesome life again that maybe you once remember as a young child. But don't put it off. Do it while you can. Vanessa, we're down about the last 3 or 4 minutes. I'm going to let you say what you want to say in closing. You share what you want to share.
Awesome. Thanks so much, Pastor. What I want to say is that if people want to get involved, there is a way for you to get involved, and we need you. We desperately need you, whether it's through your prayers, through advocacy for, you know, advocating for that legislation to go through to mandate prevention education for all of our children to save them. Maybe you want to sow financially into the Foundation United or learn more about our resources and different ways that you can protect the children in your life. Maybe you want to connect us with your faith community or the schools in your area that you're connected with. I invite you to go to thefoundationunited.org. or email us at info@thefoundationunited.org, and we would love to connect you with those resources and ways that you can continue to help us in this fight.
Is there a phone number they can call? A lot of our listeners do not have computers. Is there a phone number they can call to get to contact your group?
There isn't a phone number, but they can email us at info@thefoundationunited.org. And we would love to hear from them.
Okay, a lot of folks, like I said, don't have computers, so they don't, unless without a phone number, they're kind of stuck. But folks, all I can say is, look around you. If you're part of this, maybe you're the abuser. Yeah, there's a good chance that they're listening to this broadcast. Either has been or maybe is an abuser right now. There's also help and hope for you, if you want it. It's also available to you. The same Savior died for the child you're abusing, died for you also. Understand that. We're offering hope, my friend. You can call me in the office, by the way, and I'll be glad to talk to you at 800-777-4403, 800-777-4403. If you want to talk to somebody about this, if you're involved or have been involved, or if you're a victim, you can also call and speak to us. And if I'm not here, Lisa will find me, and I'll call you back. I do want to help you, and so does Vanessa. Now, we're offering, folks. That's all we can do is offer our help. And somewhere around this world, out of thousands of listeners.
Call you?
Yes.
If they call your phone number and you connect them to us, we would love to help them.
All right, folks, you heard that. The offer is there. You have no excuse not to try. Call me. It's toll-free number, 800-777-4403. If you live out of the country, you can call 304-846-4448. The answering service will get it because I'm in the office on Thursdays, but I'm not always here during the day, other days of the week. Lisa will get it. You tell her that you want to talk to me. You don't tell her what for. Tell you want to talk to me, and I will call you back. I promise. And if you want more help, we'll get you in contact with Vanessa and her group and go from there. Vanessa, I want to thank you again for your courage, your love, the love in your heart you have for people and for children. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you.
I admire you for it. I really do. I don't know how you keep up the pace, but I admire you for it. And if there's anything I can do to help you in any other way, you let me know.
Thank you so much, Pastor. We're grateful.
You're more than welcome, sweetheart. Nice talking to you. We'll talk to you in the future, okay? Okay. Talk to you soon. And folks, I mean this with all my heart. If you're out there tonight and you're in any kind of trouble at all, I don't care whether it's drugs or homosexuality or adultery, fornication, whatever it may be, you want out of that, you let us know. I promise you there's a way out for all of you if you'll ask. I'm not by any means the brightest person on this globe, by any means. I'm probably in the lower 10% of IQ. But I know the answer. I know his name. I know him personally. You call 800-777-4403 and tell Lisa you want to talk to Pastor Bush. You don't have to tell her about what. Just say my name is so-and-so. Just give your first name if you want to. I will call you back and I'll talk to you. Please don't throw away your future because of fear or guilt, where it may be. Our Savior can deliver you from all those things. Those are tools of Satan. Discouragement, frustration, aggravation, hatred. Those are all tools of Satan. And Christ can cleanse you from those things, my friends. He truly can. He can. My grace God, I'll see you tomorrow night. Just me and you tomorrow night, folks. Just me and you. So look forward to that. And we'll take phone calls tomorrow night, as always. Have a great night. And if you need me, please feel free to call me. Good night. God bless.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cedarstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cedarstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSE talkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.